On September 29th, 1985, the pilot episode of MacGyver, an American action adventure television series, aired on ABC. I was 10 years old at the time. It wasn't really a show that I watched all that much, but I do remember my grandmother watching it. The original MacGyver ran for 7 seasons. There are 139 hour-long episodes and 2 made-for-TV movies, all made between 1985 and 1992, the year I graduated. My younger son turned 10 this last September, and just 7 days before his 10th birthday, the first episode of the new MacGyver series aired. I know. Really weird. I'm sure, like me, you guys can see how spooky that parallel is. Riley loves MacGyver. More than a few times over the past year, he has come home from school and asked with earnestness, "Mom, would it be okay if before I start my homework, I have a snack and watch a MacGyver?" And I don't know why, but I find his love for this program to be utterly endearing. He soaked up the first season as fast as episodes were released, and he was really relieved when the network decided to bring it back for another season this coming fall. Riley and I have begun, in the meantime, to go back and watch the original MacGyver on Netflix. 139 hour-long episodes. Anyway, I share this because as I was watching the original pilot episode, I was thinking about today and about what I wanted to say to all of you, but especially to you guys. This year has been pretty heavy. The challenges that we're facing right now as a country and as a world are big, and solving some of these problems is going to take a lot of time and effort. I think all of us feel anxious about it, but I think in particular it falls heavy on the shoulders of our youth and young adults. So I offer you MacGyver. Crib notes, in case you don't want to commit to 139 hour-long episodes. Even if you haven't seen it, you likely have some idea of the premise. MacGyver is a secret operative for the U.S. government. He has extensive knowledge of science and a talent for problem solving. The government calls him in when they face an impossible mission, and he makes the impossible happen. In the pilot episode, for example, he temporarily neutralizes a catastrophic acid leak by jamming chocolate bars into the cracks of the tank as the acid is pouring out. The chocolate, you see, contains sugar, which reacts with the acid to create a thick, gummy substance, effectively blocking the crack in the tank. Amazing. It plays on our most romanticized version of facing challenges. That there is a solution, that the solution can be found with the resources we have at hand, and that it will be solved in less than an hour. Also, and Riley will critique this part, there is often help given by a romantic interest in the program, who makes some side comments that somehow spark in Mac the solution to the problem, which has been obvious all along if I just thought this one thing. I know that this is fantasy, but also, it does work this way sometimes. More so, there are things that we're facing right now that compel me to believe in this kind of fantasy. I need the idea of MacGyver. We all need the idea of MacGyver. Not because I believe that global warming will be saved with some duct tape and a CB radio, But the idea that there are solutions to be found, that the impossible is possible, if we can think differently about the tools that we have at hand, this is kind of essential to let us get out of bed in the morning. MacGyver carries a backpack at all times. Early on, he explains, the bag is not for what I take, but for what I find along the way. It allows him to collect chocolate bars that he finds scattered on the floor on his way to the aftermath of an explosion. Whew. He gathers materials like he's on a scavenger hunt. Metaphorically, we're all doing the same thing. Maybe not chewing gum and paper clips, but without even realizing it, we are constantly gathering new experiences, new skills, new perspectives and understandings, and these are tools that will come in handy. This time is always a time in the year when we are doing a lot of reminiscing and advice giving. As chapters close and new adventures present themselves, it is an important process. It helps us appreciate the now. It calls us to stop and think and celebrate and laugh and cry. Today, we hold our youth as they send some of their tribe off into the world of adults. Young MacGyvers, every one. Each one with a bag well stocked with tools that will help them tackle life's challenges and with plenty more pockets to fill along the way. They aren't leaving our church. We're always here for you. But today, our seniors are transitioning from youth to young adult. I gathered with them last month, and they reflected on some fond memories. Playing murder in the church with all the lights turned out. Sitting in the middle of the woods in the pouring rain during their coming-of-age wilderness retreat. Climbing the poles in the parish hall. Listening to Corey play piano. Swimming in a waterfall in Belize, home in Orland, Maine, Appalachia with brandy and banana shenanigans and riddles, eating lunch at North Market during General Assembly in Columbus, Ohio, silly times in youth group and cat's craziness, owl, which was actually pretty cool, neighboring faiths, visits to other churches, the haunted house, sleepovers, raiding the snack cabinets, youth worship, growing up at South Church together, and always knowing they can come here and find community. So here is the advice I offer you, our graduating youth. Be MacGyver. Use what you know with confidence. Try something unexpected. It might not always work the way it does in the show, and that might be my biggest complaint. He doesn't experience failure enough. But still, there is wisdom to be had in such a simple and prolific character. Amen.